extremely low frequency, 3 hertz to 300 hertz, all the way up to gamma rays, which have a frequency greater than 10 to the 22nd hertz. EMFs are typically classified into two major groups, ionizing and non-ionizing radiation. Ionizing means that particular EMF has enough energy to disrupt the structure of an atom by knocking off one or more of its tightly bound electrons, transforming that previously neutral atom into an ion with a positive charge. Ions are a problem because they can produce free radicals. Free radicals are simply molecules that have become ionized and have not found anything to latch onto so as to remove their unbalanced charge. They behave like loose cannons in the ordered and civilized world of your cell's biochemistry. Free radicals by themselves are not dangerous, as your body requires a certain level to stay healthy, but when they are produced in excess quantities, they become problematic. They can attack the complex and precisely formed molecules of your cell membranes, proteins, stem cells, and mitochondria, and convert them to damaged and, in many cases, useless forms. Ionizing radiation can also cause DNA damage. This is an undisputed fact and explains why any time you have ever gotten an X-ray, a form of ionizing radiation, you have likely been given a protective lead apron to cover your torso and shield your organs from exposure. The major types of ionizing radiation are neutrons from radioactive elements like uranium, alpha particles, beta particles, X-rays, and gamma rays. Since alpha and beta particles can be stopped by physical barriers, such as a sheet of paper or an aluminum plate, they are not typically of much concern. But neutrons from radioactive elements and X and gamma rays are far more penetrating, and exposure to them can cause serious biological damage. Non-ionizing radiation does not have enough energy to create ions, and thus it has been generally regarded as safe and biologically harmless for decades. But we are now learning that there are other mechanisms by which non-ionizing radiation can cause damage to living cells. Non-ionizing radiation is produced by electronics such as cell phones and other wireless devices, including baby monitors, cordless phones, and smart appliances. The classification of non-ionizing radiation as universally safe in appropriate exposures has been proven to be false, though many still cling to it. I will explore the science behind this claim further in Chapter 4. Not all forms of non-ionizing radiation are damaging. Visible and